and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Allison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Good afternoon, folks. I would like for you to know that this is a wonderful day here on the East Coast. And as my supporters have told me, it is Tuesday. But I got a call from the powers that be, and they said it's Wednesday. So here we are.
Well, and
Charlene, glad. Welcome, darling.
Thank you for calling me on Wednesday. Oh, dear. We're fun.
Well, you know, life really is supposed to be fun. And the more you laugh, the younger you look. Why, I look 23 and I'm actually 150, so have a laugh every day.
Okay. Anyway, well, you know, actually it sends endorphins into the body. This is part of the healing process.
My body has plenty of endorphins.
Well, good for you. That's why you're still alive, I guess, at 150. Oh, brother.
Yeah, but I only look 25.
Oh, that's what
well,
I mean.
Well, folks,
I
mean. Give us a call here at BBS Radio. We can all have some fun together. And the number here is 877-876-5227. And here in Canada, give us a buzz for our toll-free Canadian line, 888-810-8322. Now, if there are people who are listening tonight who perhaps this is the first time that you've come to the show Cosmic Connections, and I hope that we do have new people out there, I'd like to give you a little overview of what we do here. Myself, Carolyn Evers, will do readings for people from the Akashic Records, which are located in the center of the cosmos, cared for and guarded by the cherubim. And my co-host, Charlene McNeil, who I love dearly and who is so talented. Charlene, I could describe what you do, but you know what? Why don't you tell the audience about the quantum field, God's energy field, and how you work with it?
Well, actually, when somebody gives me an issue that they're dealing with, then I will go in and ask God to heal it for them. And I'm a facilitator because it's required that we facilitate the healing that God does. And so we'll just go into the quantum field, or some are calling it the theta field. So it's whichever you choose to call it, because the vibrational frequency of the brainwave slows down when you go into that field. And so then you're able to program and deprogram the negative and take the negative out and then have God replace it with a positive, so that you have positive information in your field then, rather than the negative.
Well, Charlene, apparently we rang a bell with somebody because we have a caller. And your name? Caller?
Hi, this is Lila Lipton. How are you today?
Hi. Did you say Lila?
Lila, yeah.
Lila. Okay, Lila. Yes.
Yeah, in Honolulu.
Yes, I recall. Charlene, I had spoken to Lila on, I think it might have been the Sunday show, and suggested that she call back today. Lila, talk to Charlene and tell her what your issue was. And
well, I just want to tell you right now that I did mail you a check, but I wanted to know when is the next conference call.
Well, that's very kind for you to offer that, and since this would be some information that the audience would not be familiar with, I will just make this announcement that on July the 18th, we'll be having a conference call with Archangel Michael, Mikael, who will be working with the second installment of the Electron. And then on Friday the 27th of July, we'll be able to make a conference call. Just imagine people can call into the conference room and speak with Master Kuthumi. Is this a beautiful time or what? And he's working on the light body. And then August the 15th, this is something interesting, Lila. Mother Mary had contacted me, and she wants to work with mothers who and fathers who have lost children, children who have transitioned early. And she is going to be working with that. And she said, you know, her son, she saw her son die, and she understands what parents go through. So that is going to be a very interesting conference call also. But you're also calling today with an issue for healing, aren't you, Lila?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Would you be kind enough to tell Charlene what you had in mind?
Charlene, yes. I've been having problems with my lungs for quite some time. It's been diagnosed as emphysema. I don't buy it. It feels like there's some sort of entity. And you know, I've studied being a Christian and going into the study of, as the Lord said, you can cast out demons. I know there's some sort of something in the spirit. It's an evil spirit in my lungs. I can feel it. And I've been trying to cast it out, and it hasn't worked so far.
Okay, so what you're saying is they're saying that you have low lung capacity? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I've been having trouble now for several years with breathing and just being choked off with mucus all the time. Going into cough.
In your lungs? The mucus is in your lungs?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, what I'm doing is looking at you, okay? Because we're energetically connected. So when you give me permission, I can go in and I can do remote viewing of your body, okay?
Oh, you've got my permission.
Is that okay?
You sure have it.
Pardon?
You sure have my permission?
She said yes, dear.
Okay, because I couldn't hear what she said.
Yeah, she said yes.
Okay, because I need to have your permission, you know, to do that, to look at you, okay?
Okay,
let's do that. Let's see, did they tell you the lower lobes of the right lung is more affected?
I think they just say one lung is more affected than the other. I don't quite remember.
Okay, they didn't specify which one? Okay, let's look at I'll look at it. Just a minute. Okay. With your permission, who is your higher source? Is God your higher source?
Yes. Yes, I'm Christian, Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. So we'll ask both of them. Is that okay?
What is that?
I'll ask God Father and Jesus Christ?
Yes, please.
For doing the healing, okay?
Yes.
All right, just a minute.
Lila, she doesn't hear us because she is in theta right now, but what she is doing, as she said, is looking into the lungs, working with God, and when she finishes with this, she is going to come back and tell you what she witnessed, what she saw God and Jesus working with. So that's why you're not hearing her at the moment.
No, okay. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted you to understand, and I also wanted the audience to understand, because there are some people out there who are not familiar with the way Charlene works.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
let me ask Can I ask, I need to ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Carolyn, can you hear that noise on the phone?
It's a feedback, and I suspect that Lila probably is close to her computer. Is
okay,
that the case, Lila?
I just turned it off. The sound.
See, there is a, how should I say this? There's a lag in time between what we're hearing and on the computer and on the phone.
Yes, I noticed that.
Okay. Give me, God wants to ask you, what is it you have to look forward to in the future?
Turn the stove off.
What do I have to look forward to in the future?
Yes.
Well, the Lord knows that I only want to serve Him and be a perfect servant for Him and be a vessel that He could work through without any hindrance.
So you're choosing to be a healer, is that correct?
I want to be exactly what He wants me to be.
Well, He's asking you what you want.
Well, of course I want to be a healer.
I want
to be able to transmute whatever He wants to anyone.
Okay, because he likes, when I go in to put it in the God field, he likes us to be very precise, not just a broad, answer.
I just want to do, like Jesus, he only did what the Father asked him to do each moment, and that's what I want to do, is be his hands and feet, whatever he needs done, I want to be able to do it.
Okay, sounds good. And that's what we'll put in there, okay? Because what I'm doing is putting a memory in the cells in your lungs there.
Okay.
Okay?
Good.
So just a minute. Let's do that.
You haven't called in before, Lila, so let me explain. When there is a memory that is released from the cells, there then has to be something positive put into the cells. And that is why Charlene asked you what you want it to do, what you want it to be, and you mentioned being a healer. So she's going to be putting that memory. To me, this is so fascinating that we can change memory of cells.
Yes, I know that. I'm a psychology major, and I've been studying psychology.
Oh.
For many, many decades, so
I'm
familiar with that, yeah. I know that memory is a very strange thing. You could put in whatever you want and rewrite it.
Yes, this is exactly what we're working with here. Isn't it fascinating?
Yes, it's basically what they call self-hypnosis. You know, whatever you believe and think about, you make that your reality.
Yes, and there's some... Have you studied a center in Hawaii, the Kahuna beliefs with healing?
Oh, yeah. The Ho'oponopono.
So there's a similarity here.
Yes.
Okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to take four deep breaths and blow out after each one. Do about five of them, okay?
Okay, and breathe in with my mouth closed and breathe out with my mouth open.
Pardon?
You want me to breathe in with my mouth closed and breathe out with my mouth open?
Yes.
Okay, I'll breathe in as deep as I can because, I'm limited in the lung capacity. But here goes.
Okay. Okay, now how's that feeling? That's okay.
It feels like I could breathe a little deeper.
Okay, do it one more time.
Five times?
No, just do it one more time.
Oh.
Because that last time you coughed, and that was good. Okay, that's releasing it. Now, if the other thing I wanted to ask permission for is that I see that part of your cell memory comes in from a past life. Is that okay if we release
sure.
that? Okay.
A lot of times, past lifetimes play a role with this, Lila.
The only one
with healing.
Yeah, the only lifetime I'm really aware of is when I about in the 1100s when I was a nun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were probably nuns together.
Yeah, Saint Francis.
Oh yes, 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 Saint Francis, yes, Master Kazumi, yes. I was a nun at that time also. We probably rubbed elbows.
I'm sure. I'm sure. I could tell you what my name was. You'd probably know it.
I don't remember names there, but you're welcome to share it if you wish.
Well, I don't really want to.
No, that's fine.
Maybe just in person.
No, that would be fine.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's resolved. Take another deep breath and let me hear you.
Okay.
And I want, what I'm doing is looking at your lungs, okay? Okay. How's that feeling
I
for you?
I also received a prophecy about 6-7 years ago that this was a curse that was put on me and it would be horrible. And after that, I got this.
Okay, let me explain a little bit of what's happening. You see, when the lungs are any part of our body, everything was created in a perfect intelligence. In other words, the eyes don't get mixed up with the ears, right?
Right.
Everything has its own intelligence for what its purpose and intent, its intent is. And so what happens is during our lifetime, whether it's past life or present, what happens is we have experiences that starts breaking down that vibrational frequency of the God intelligence. And so what we do is go in and correct the information that has been introduced in a negative way, turning it around and taking out the negative information, and God goes in and replaces it with the positive. Some of that is, and we know now, right now, that in the atoms is what's called an adamantine particles, which are commanded by God's love, which is pure intelligence. And so that was put in your lungs right now and in all the components and cells within there so that they have perfect knowledge returned to them. So it would be nice to have you call back and let me know how you're doing, okay, with your lungs. Let's see if that is going to clear it up, because the stem cells will go back in. They're going in there and they're cleaning out those parts that are, so, like you say, a mucus. They're like mucus, but it looks like the filters are not filtering like they should. And so that's being corrected right now.
Wonderful. How long
okay.
do you think the process should take? I'll let you know.
Well, you can actually just call me at my here. And
no, Charlene, she says, how long is this going to take for the stem cells to finish their work?
Well, see, I don't know that. I don't know
that. A week
that.
Or two?
Well, sometimes it's interesting. I've had people that have had some results within just a few days. It didn't mean it was completed. But within a week or two, they were feeling much different.
Oh, good.
It depends on how much damage has already been done. But they can go in and start. They'll start working immediately, stem cells will. Because once you command the stem cells to go back to God intelligence, they say, oh, is that what you want from me, not this?
Wow.
And they'll go in and start reporting to each other. And actually, they'll go in and ask for more stem cells to come in and help with the job.
Great.
So they'll create more stem cells in order to come in and do the job. So it could be, you know, it can be in a, you might see it immediately, and then again it might be a week or two.
Wonderful. I'll sure look forward to
it. You know, because part of it is just having some follow-up and then do it again if it's necessary, right?
Right.
So, like, for instance, call back again next week and let us know how you're feeling.
Oh, good. I sure.
And we'll do just a follow-up on how you're doing. Some of it is just done within a week or two. Some it's taken one lady because the damage was so intensive that it took several weeks, but she's doing fine now.
Wonderful.
It depends on what needs to be resolved, is what I'm saying.
Now, Lila, before you go, I want to ask Charlene something. Lila thought in the very beginning, Charlene, that there was a curse placed on her and a negative entity in her lungs. Did you see any of that when you were remote viewing her lungs?
Hey, you have... A curse can be... I mean, some people are squeamish about you saying curses.
Right.
But I find that a curse can be when somebody with intent has been very cruel. In other words, if they place their behavior, their belief systems, their thoughts on an individual by the tone of their voice, by a look, by body language, by even physical abuse of any kind, they basically have cursed the individual's energy field.
Don't you go in and take
that out and release that individual. Now, do you have somebody that's like that? You don't need to say their name.
Oh, I didn't quite get your question.
Is there somebody in your life that has been very destructive to you?
Well, the person that I'm thinking of, she's been known to be a witch. And we, at one time several years ago, were involved with a group that was very close to the Lord and really working to be with the Lord. And we had some very, very deep experiences. But this woman came to break up the meetings, and she did. They say she was a witch, and she disrupted the whole thing and destroyed that community completely. And she came to my church and sat right next to me, or right in front of me, and that time I got so sick, I had to leave the room and go to another room because I felt so dizzy and so sick. And when I came back, she and this other lady laid hands on my head. And that's when I started to have all these problems.
Okay. Actually, it's called a dark entity with intent to do harm. Is that correct?
You would say that, you know, because Jesus taught us how to cast out demons.
Okay, have you done that?
I certainly have tried, but I don't know. I just haven't gotten rid of it yet.
Well, part of it is we have to change the memory as well that in your cell memory from your past life and your experiences in this life. The cells had to be rejuvenated is what we had to do. So we can do that, and then also the other has been released out of your lungs, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's gone too. The curses that were given you, okay?
Okay.
That's also been removed.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
So that's why it's important for you to call me back.
Uh-huh.
Because I need to do a follow-up on that. Now, what I want you to be very aware of and make sure that you always surround yourself with God's light.
With the light?
With God's light.
Yes.
Okay, and you need to maintain that. I just put that around your energy field, because once I pulled out all that negative, it's very important that God's love, light, and energy is, you know, God loves us unconditionally. And it's such a high vibrational frequency of light and sound that once that's encircled about you, then that negative that I just took out, you know, of memory and that, cannot come back in.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yeah. So,
Lila, when you get off the phone, dear, put your computer back on, because I'm going to have Charlene talk about the blocking angels. So you go and listen to that, because I want to give someone else an opportunity to call in, but I do want to hear you. I do want you to hear her information about the blocking angels.
Okay.
Okay?
I also have a question. My roommate is here, and she has problems physically also that she wanted to talk to Charlene about.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to wait for later or what?
No, she's there, and we just wanted to have another opportunity for another person to come on. So what's your roommate's name?
This is Joe Pace. Joe?
No.
Joe is her name?
Yes.
Okay.
Is she on the phone?
Yeah, she's on the phone.
Okay. She's on board, Charlene.
Okay. And what is the issue that you're dealing with?
The main thing is arthritis. Osteoarthritis with no cartilage in the knee.
Hang on just a minute. Carolyn?
Yes.
There's something on the line still. You're going to have to repeat what she said.
Okay. Joe said she has arthritis, that there is no cartilage in her. Is it one knee or both knees, Joe?
One knee is really bad. The other one's not quite so bad.
Did you hear that, Charlene? One knee is bad, the other's not quite so bad.
Yeah, that was okay. I could hear that part. Okay, who's your higher source? Is God your higher source? Is she there?
When you pray, Joe, do you pray to God?
Yes.
Okay, she wanted to know who your source was for prayer.
Okay, so then I'll have God go in, and he'll go in and start repairing those knees, okay?
I don't think he heard you.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. I can't hear.
Joe has to give Charlene permission to do this, and she wants Joe to give her permission to do it.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. Okay, Charlene.
Okay.
You have her permission.
Okay, thank you.
Joe, you won't hear Charlene for a little while. She is she's looking at your knees, and she is working with God. She will tell you when she is finished what was done, what she watched, and she will explain that later. So it takes her a couple minutes, and that's why she's not speaking right now.
Okay.
So this is probably the first time you've listened to the show, apparently.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I was explaining it to you. That's why she's quiet at the moment. And when she's finished, she'll tell you what went on, which is so remarkable, is it not? Have you had this problem for a while, Joe?
Oh, at least 20 years.
Oh, my. Yeah, I know what that's like, a lot of pain.
Yeah.
One thing has been in pain for so long,
mm-hmm.
and it's getting worse. So.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's very hard living with chronic pain.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. Have you been taking medication? Have you been seeing the doctor for this, Joe?
Yes.
And he gives you medication?
Uh-huh.
Has it helped?
Well, it helps, but it doesn't cut it out completely.
So it helps with the pain, but the knees aren't getting better.
No.
With his medication.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Nothing you can do, he says, except surgery.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to go through that?
Not really.
Yeah, it's not something that you want to get up one morning and say, oh, I think I'll have this surgery done. Yeah, I would feel
ask
like you
your
too.
Question. Let's ask you a question. Is it hard? Is it in the past been hard for you to get up and walk?
Yes.
I want you to get up and walk.
Yeah, I'm walking.
How does it feel?
Well, it's not too bad right now.
What did you say?
Is it fair? She says it's not too bad. Joe, is it fair to say that your knees are better
than they were a few minutes ago, you mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, maybe a little bit.
Okay, just
a she said a little bit, Charlene. Did you hear me, dear?
I can hear you find it. Just whatever between the transmission between.
I know. We're having trouble with the other party, and I don't know why. Now, they're calling from Hawaii, and I don't know if that makes a difference.
Ah, that might be. Okay. Because I'm not hearing everything she says.
I'll repeat it.
That's fine. Just a minute. Tell her what I want her to do is I am going to also go back in. What he's doing is it takes the cartridge at least 3 to 4 days to start building back up again. Okay?
Uh-huh. Did you hear this, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. 3 or 4 days for the cartridge to build up.
Uh-huh. It'll start building up because the command has been placed on it for it to rebuild back to the God intelligence. And it's been given a command to do that. Now, we're also having not only the atoms do that, but the adamantine particles on a subatomic level will also reprogram those needs, okay?
Okay.
Now let him go in and do, one of the things I'll go in and repeat the phrase is, I run happily on, what would you like to put in?
She doesn't understand what you mean.
Now, well, I think we're breaking up. I'm having a hard time understanding.
Are you too? Okay. I'm going to have God put in, I run happily on well legs and feet. Just let me do that. We'll just do it, okay? Okay, now I want you to get up and walk again. Carolyn?
Yes?
Have her tell her to walk again.
Joe, can you walk?
Yes.
Okay.
She's walking.
What's it feel like?
The same as it were.
Okay, tell her to breathe out the pain.
You know, the transmission here is so bad, I think we're just going to have to stop the call.
Well, she just said to breathe out the pain. So
yes.
Breathe out the pain. Are you doing that?
Yep.
Yeah, she's doing that.
Ladies,
yeah.
Do me a favor and call back next week. We're going to have to stop this this show. I can't hear anything.
Really?
You can't hear it either, can
no,
you?
No, do me a favor, Joe, and call us back next week.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Charlene? give your phone number, please. We're just gonna have to stop this because I can't hear anything. I can't hear you. We've got a real problem today.
Okay.
Would you be kind enough to give your...
My telephone is 801-944-9346.
Give me the last four again. That's
801-944-9346.
9346.
Yes.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, thank you, dear.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And
you
Uncle
too.
Ian.
Things will be okay. You wait and see.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you.
Okay,
You're welcome.
Folks, I don't know what the problem is today, but we're going to go off the air. Charlene?
Yes.
It's impossible to hear anything, so I'm going to hang up and you hang up, dear.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you.
Blending the practical and the mystical, the Emmy Louie Show, with host and one of the feng shui architecture's leading experts, Emmy Louie is an honest, fun, and entertaining look at exciting fields of feng shui, architecture, and even politics. Each week, Emmy and her expert guests, including the biggest names and trendsetters in these industries and cutting-edge experts in green and sustainable practices, offer advice on how to make the best of your home or office, your environment, and your mind, body, and spirit. Tune in to the Emmy Louie Show and get that spark that'll change your life. The Emmy Louie Show. Understand your physical space and activate your energy.
Hi, this is independent producer-composer Nelson Ortez. Looking to get away from the same old stuff you hear every day? Get a fresh new sound? DBS Radio is where it's at. If it's not mainstream, it's on DBSRadio.com.
Thank you. travel on. And through